Amen. Matthew chapter number 11, starting at verse number 28. Amen. The Bible reads like this. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yeah. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Yes. Amen. If the Lord would help us for just a few moments, amen. May preach a little different style than I usually do tonight, amen. But I'd like to try to talk to us on there is a place of rest.
Right.
There is a place of rest. Do you ever get tired? Do you ever feel the need for just a little bit of rest? We take vacations. I laugh so many times. We take vacations, we say, to get away and rest. Amen.
Yeah.
And when I get back from vacation, Brother Chuck, that's when I need a rest. Amen. And praise God. Amen. We are a weary bunch of people.
Yeah.
Amen. We rust from one activity to another. Amen. Because we get engaged in too many things, too many obligations, fill the calendars up with too many spots. Our minds are tired from all the worries and the cares of life. Our spirits are tired because we get ourselves in spiritual, amen, trouble with God. Our bodies are tired from all the work and business that we, amen, interact with in this life. Our need for rest makes this invitation that Jesus gives very appealing. Amen. All ye that labor and are heavy laden,
yeah,
praise God, he said, come unto me,
right,
and I'll give you rest.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Many are troubled and agitated in their souls in this hour. Amen. They try to find rest in a lot of places. Listen at some that I've jotted down here. People try to find rest in others, in other people. People try to find rest in a bottle, in a pill, in,
yeah,
friends, in the pleasures of this world, in entertainment, in jobs. That sounds like an odd one, but you know, some people, they find rest in that. They enjoy that. Amen. In jobs, in money. Amen. People look everywhere to try to find rest and peace in this old world. Amen. To find out that there is no rest in this world. There is no rest in people and things of this world. But the only thing that I can find in this Bible that'll give us rest and that'll give us peace is, amen, is what this verse teaches right here. You got to come unto me, Jesus says. Come to me.
Yeah.
Praise God. Why are we still going everywhere else? Why are we still joining clubs? Why we're still running here and running to the lakes and taking more jobs and, amen, committing to more obligations and committing to more things? And we say, well, I'm just trying to find rest and trying to find peace. But you'll never find it in all of those things. The only thing I know we can find peace and rest in, amen, and that is right here. Jesus said, come unto me. Hallelujah. I tell you, we can find rest in him. There is a place of rest. There is a place of quietness, a place of peace. Amen. And that is in Jesus. Hallelujah. People are looking, they're running, they're seeking, they're struggling, they're striving, they're fighting. Amen. They're rushing, they're searching in an effort, amen, to find something that can only be found in Jesus Christ. Amen. My first point tonight, I've got a few and I'll be done. Amen. We'd like to look at here. First off, I feel like, and I read, I think it was Phillips earlier, John Phillips. I always like to look what he has to say about something. And he said this verse was a call to salvation. And that's my point number one. Amen. Jesus says, come unto me. Praise God. I'm going to get to the saved here in a minute, but this is a great verse to the saint, but this is also to the sinner. Amen. To the sinner that's out there needing rest. Amen. I tell you, the only place you can find it is in Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the only place you'll be able to find, amen, rest. Salvation is found in coming to Jesus by faith. Hallelujah. Coming to him by faith. Jesus invites everybody, whosoever will, come unto me. Praise God. Amen. He said, I'll take your load. I'll take your heavy laden load. Amen. Put it on me and I'll give you rest. Some are struggling. amen, under the burden of doubt, praise God. Others are laboring under the yoke of religious systems. Some are falling under the bondage of sin. But I'm so glad that Jesus said, if you'll come unto me, I can and will give you rest. You can see your doubts put to rest. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be free from this old world and the bondage of sin if you'll just come to Him. I'll move on here. Amen. We can be free, amen, from the weights of this old world. Romans says, therefore, 5:1, being justified by faith, we have peace. Listen to this. With God, amen. We got peace with God. How does it come? Amen. Once again, Jesus said over there in Matthew, come unto me, and what did he say? I'll give you rest. Amen. Great God. That's what Romans said. Even Paul knew that. Paul said, amen, come unto him. Great God, will have peace with God. How? Through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's the way that brings peace. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am life. Amen. You got to come through Jesus if you want peace with God. I said we got to go through Him. Romans 8:16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. Yes, that's how it happens. We are given, amen, peace with God. Another place, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I've heard people say a lot of things. Oh, you'll cause me to backslide, and this one caused me to backslide, and that happened, and that caused me. But Jesus said, ain't nobody can pluck you out of the Father's hand. I said, when God gets a hold on you, ain't nobody can pull you out from the safety of God's hand. Amen. Hey God, I come to tell the devil tonight, amen, let the worries and the cares of this old world try to overtake my mind. Let the worries and cares of everyday life try to weigh down on me. I've been saved, and I'm in the hand of the Master, and devil, ain't no way you can get me out. Hey, and He's given me peace through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Isaiah said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I come to tell us there's peace in God. Hey, amen. I bet you didn't know this. I come across this a little while back, and I jotted it down. Isaiah said 57:21. Somebody said, the world, they're having a big time. They're having a good time. Look at all the fun they're having. They ain't having no fun. The Bible said the way of a transgressor is a hard way. I told you the other day, that old guy told me, he said, I got to drink 2 beers. Every night I lay down and put my head on the pillow just to relax enough to be able to go to sleep. Amen. But they say the Christians are in bondage. They say we're living a life of struggle. Let me tell you something. I don't have to drink beer at night to be able to lay down and go to sleep. Hey, especially this time of year when I'm running to and fro. I tell you, I can't even stay awake to talk to Michelle at night. Amen. You know why? Amen. Great God, because I work. Amen. Preach. Run here and run there. Run to the hospitals. Run to the funeral home. I mean, just run, run, go, go, go. Amen. Maybe that's what somebody ought to do. Get busy working for God. Get busy doing something. You'll be able to sleep at night. I don't have to drink beer to sleep. I've got peace. I've got joy. Great God, I'm in the hand of the Master, and He's taking care of me. I come to tell us in this house tonight, you got to learn to trust Him. Amen. Woo! Isaiah 57:21. Amen. Mark that down. Amen. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. There ain't no peace. Thank God. Somebody said, I'm Bible, quit the church. Go out there and have fun. There ain't no fun out there. Listen to me, young girls. There ain't no good time out there. What happens out there? I'll tell you what'll happen out there. It'll happen just like it did every single time. Amen. There's prodigal after prodigal. They run into the far country. They spend everything they got. They end up broke. They end up hungry. They end up homeless. They end up with nowhere to lay their head. Amen. Great God, there's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. There's no good times out there. There's no fun out there. But he said, come unto me. I'm the only place you can find peace. I'm the only place you can find joy. I'm the only place you can get your heavy load lifted. I come to tell us in this house on a Sunday night, God said, I'll give you peace in your mind. Amen. Great God. So yeah, it's a call to salvation. But secondly, amen, once we are saved now, speaking to the saint, amen. Yeah, this verse speaks of a call to salvation, but I believe it also is a command to surrender. Salvation always precedes surrender. One can't live like a married person until they're married. After, amen, you get married, you expect to act like a married person. That's why a lot of marriages don't last nowadays. People get married and still run around like a single man or woman. Hey God, I tell you what happened, Brother Daniel, when we got married. Amen, we stayed together. We lived together. Amen, we vacationed together. We go to church together. Hey, come on now. Amen, there's a lot of people today, amen, get married, they go separate churches. They go on separate vacations. I heard on the radio that this will blow you off your rocker. But they said that one of the number one growing trends, amen, this was on the gospel radio. They said one of the number one growing trends today is married couples on their honeymoon. They split, maybe one wanted to go to the beach and maybe one wanted to go to the mountains. They split, and that's what they do for their honeymoon. One goes one place and one goes to the next. And I thought, great God in heaven, they should have never said I do. Hey, I can't, God. But when you come to God, you surrender to him. You say, all is yours. Hey, I'm yours and you're mine. Wherever you go, that's where I'll go. Hey, come on. I come to tell us it's a call to surrender. He said, come unto me and I'll give you rest. There's no way I can have peace. There's no way I can have rest unless I surrender my spirit. Unless I surrender my will back to the will of God. Woo! Amen. Great God. Listen here. This gets important here. I never saw this until I was studying on this. After you are saved, you're expected to act like a saved person. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Now, I ain't saying if you call me up, I'm going to go fishing with you. That's all fine and dandy. Amen. I ain't going to leave my family and kids behind and run off to the beach with somebody. Hey, God, if this ain't what I'm going to do. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. And when you get saved, amen, I tell you what you do. You surrender your will to the will of God. Amen. You start acting like a saved person. Amen. You don't go somewhere where Jesus wouldn't go. You don't go somewhere where God doesn't go. Because now you're one and the same together. Amen. You surrender your will to the will of God. You put yourself in the same class with him. And you surrender your entire will to God. Amen. I'll further illustrate. Amen. A yoke. Listen here. Amen. What he's saying. Come unto me, all you that labor heavy, and I'll give you rest. Verse 29. I need to get this. This is important. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Amen. A yoke. You know what a yoke was? Well, most of us, it was used for other purposes. But most of us will relate to a yoke of oxen. Amen. Two big, giant, massive animals in the Bible days were yoked together. Much of the time it was by a wooden yoke. Amen. And the owner of them oxen, he would carve out of a rather light, probably not a hardwood, but something that was light. He would carve, Brother Daniel, out of a piece of wood, and he would fabricate that wood. Amen. Remember how big his ox was? He'd whittle it out. It was prefab for his animal. Amen. And those animals were yoked together. Listen to this. Amen. To fit the neck and the shoulders of that particular animal. This term was widely used in the ancient world as a metaphor for submission. The yoke was part of the harness used, amen, to pull that yoke of oxen with. Hey, God, listen to this. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody said, I'll never be able to live the Christian life. I'll never be able to walk like that. I'll never be able to talk like that. I'll never be able to live. Jesus didn't tell you that you had to do it by yourself. I tell you this right here, make a Presbyterian shout. But he said, I'm the yoke. I've already got it over my head. All you got to do, I'll carve it out. You come in with me. Take my yoke. He didn't say go out there and get a yoke. But he said, I'm yoked. I'm already hooked up to the harness. You put your head in here and I'll show you the way. I'll be a guide. I'll be a leader. Come unto me. Take my yoke and I'll help you. I'll show you the way. I'll walk down the road. I'll be your God and you'll be my people. Jesus has the right to demand this. Amen. Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have, amen, of God, and know ye, and ye are not your own, rather. He said, now you're part of me. You're not your own. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read on. You're not your own. But he said, for ye, amen, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, I'm reading from. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Listen to this. Therefore, he said, you've been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. They're not yours no more. Remember, you got your head in the yoke, and he's carved it out. It fits you. Hallelujah. Woo! I don't have to try to worry about making it by myself, because he said he's standing by my side. He'll help me carry the load, and he'll make a way where there seems to be no way. For none of us liveth unto himself, Romans 14:7. For none of us liveth unto himself. No man dieth unto himself. You're not here just to live and die.
You're right.
Amen. We're not here just taking up space because God don't have nothing else better to do.
Come on.
Amen. No man liveth unto himself. No man dieth unto himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For this end Christ both died, and he rose, and he revived, he resurrected, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Hallelujah. He is mine, and he's already been there, and he knows the way. Hallelujah. Woo! Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Jesus is saying, get in the yoke with me. He's not calling us to walk alone. He's calling us to walk with him. He knows that we cannot live this on our own. He knows we can't make it by ourselves. Jesus goes with us. He enables us. I'm crucified. Amen. Galatians said, with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, amen, I live in the flesh, amen, by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. We're not walking this road alone.
No, we're not.
Praise God. But we got somebody there to help us.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. So not only is it a call to salvation, it was a command for us to surrender. Lastly, we see here, amen, he gives us, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Praise God. And what he's saying, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your soul. Lastly, he gives us a challenge to serve. Amen. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. heart. Jesus tells us to look at his example. He is gentle and he is humble, completely yielded to the Father's will. Hey, gotta love his Thompson chain. Amen. He said, I've yielded myself completely unto him. Amen. He later tells us in Matthew 16:24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, what he say? Take up his cross. Hey, come on now. Let him deny himself. Give up on you and put your head in the harness. Hallelujah. Hey, great God. Amen. Let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. Jesus said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Hebrews said, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession. Who is that apostle? Who is that, amen, high priest? Amen, which is Jesus Christ. He already went before us. He already paved the way. And I can trust him for my life. That's why people go crazy. That's why people have heart attacks in their 30s. That's why we're having strokes at an earlier age. I tell you, people are driving themselves crazy. We're living a stressed out life, thinking we'll never make it by ourselves. But I'm glad I'm not by myself. I'm glad, Brother Tom, I don't have to walk the road alone. But I've got him in the harness with me. Great God, sometimes I feel like I'm pulling a heavy load. But when I can't pull it, he finishes pulling. Hey, I come to tell us in this house, you can have rest, you can have peace, but you got to surrender and put your hand in the harness. Amen.
Woo! Yes, sir.
I got to go on here. I'm just about done.
Thank you, Lord.
Looking unto Jesus.
Woo!
What did he say he was? He was the what? The author and the finisher. He was the one that started it, and he is the one that finished it. Hallelujah. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hey, I come to tell us tonight that you can't trust him. Amen. Right. 1 Peter, amen, 2:21. For even hereunto ye, hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example.
Yes.
Listen this. Because Christ also suffered for us, here it is again, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All I got to do is follow him.
Right.
Praise God. I'm not on my own. I'm not walking in the dark. Hey, God, I don't have to submit to depression. I don't have to listen to the lies of the devil. Hey, God, I don't have to lay down and die. Hey, God, all I got to do is walk in his steps. He already went before. He already made the way. And I got to walk in his steps. Amen.
Praise God.
He said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. This word easy, listen to this. My yoke is easy. What's that mean? It's brought all new life to me. Amen. My yoke is easy. He said it fits well. A yoke, it fits good. It don't rub your shoe wrong. You ever get a wrong fitting shoe?
Yeah.
It'll rub a blister on you. Hallelujah. Amen. Old Bill been helping us weed eat. And he said he's tired of wearing big old long tube socks and them rocks hitting him in the leg. I said, boy, just wear your pants. I don't have no trouble with it. Hey, God. Amen. Gary wears them shin guards. And so Bill decided he'd go get him some. He got them shin guards. Wear them old big shin guards. Keep them rocks from peppering your leg. Amen. I seen him in back truck the other day. He left them in there all week. And the next week I said, Bill, there's your guards, buddy. Amen. You left them in the truck. And he basically said, I don't care if you throw them things away. He said, they rub a blister on the bottom of my foot. They don't fit me right. Hey, Jesus said, my yoke is easy. Hey, what's he saying? It fits you just right. It'll help you along the way. It won't rub a blister, but it'll teach you right from wrong. It'll show you which direction to go. My yoke, it'll fit you just right.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus was a carpenter. And he knows how to make it fit. Hallelujah. Woo! He can design a yoke that fits perfectly. His burden is light. And we put our shoulder to the yoke that he has designed and fit just for us. There will be burdens along the way, yes. But we will find that his yoke brings joy. It brings peace. It brings satisfaction. It brings fulfillment. Hey, God in heaven, I come to tell us it's a good way. Amen. If we'll follow his yoke. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes. It's a hard way. Amen. Not griping, not complaining, Brother Tommy. This past week was just one of them times for me. Amen. Cut all those yards, left Monday, got up about daylight. Amen. Cut Monday, left early and drove to Polka for that funeral. Brother J.R.'s mom's funeral. Brother J.R. asked me to read the obituary. I said, buddy, I'll do my best. Amen. I wasn't going to say nothing, wasn't planning to say nothing. Amen. But while I was driving down the road, the Lord give me something. Amen. So it's very out of character for me. So when we got there, he was giving me the rundown of the service. And I said, amen. I said, Brother J.R., amen, I've got just about two or three thoughts I'd like to have just a few minutes worth. And he said, I want you to obey the Lord. Amen. That was enough for me. It was a heavy yoke. It was a heavy load this week. Amen. But I tell you, it's been worth it. Amen. At the end of the week yesterday, driving home, it's a couple hours before dark before I got home last night. And I was just reminiscing driving down the road over the past week. And I thought, great God, it's been a heavy load, but the yoke fit me just right. And God walked by my side. Amen. And in that funeral, amen, the words that I said and the words that Brother J.R. said, he called me that next day or two. And he said, Jason, you'd never believe it. Amen. He named the names. I couldn't tell you who they were. Amen. Maybe his mom's sister had asked me, said, I'm going to go over to, amen, my sister's house and build a fire and sit over and drink beer like we used to do. Is that okay? And J.R. said, you know, I don't condone drinking, but I'm not going to stop you from going to my mom's house and doing whatever it is that helps you feel better about mom. So she went over there and she opened up her first beer, and if I understood right, took a drink or two, and it made her sick, and she couldn't drink. And she said, all I can think about is what that preacher said. Amen. What that preacher said. You better watch your step. You better watch which direction you go. And she said, I poured the beer out. And another one in his family said he poured the beer out. Hey, I tell you what, that's help. That's strength for a heavy load. Thank God in heaven. Drove 100 some miles. Worked all day. Got up there Thursday night and preached one day at a time. Amen. I couldn't tell you. And all them old people lined up and shook my hand. Amen. Prayed in that altar and said, hey, that really helped me tonight. Thank God in heaven. Brother Jim Vance nearly died. Two strokes. And he prayed in that altar. And tears run down his face. And he got up and he said, surely God bless me one day at a time. I come to tell us it's a heavy load, but God said if you want peace, you'll fit yourself in the yoke that I have carved out for you. I wouldn't be happy any other way.
Come on.
Gary told me the other day, he knows how hard we work. He said, you're going to kill yourself. So he told me. He said, after I cut these yards, he said, I go home and lay down for a day or two. He said, after you cut these yards, you run. He said, you're going to kill yourself. Amen. And I thought, yes. Amen. One of these days I might. But one thing about it, as long as I'm in the harness, he said, oh, I'll by your side. As long as, great God, I'm in his yoke, he'll help pull the load. I come to tell us, you'll never find peace in a world of sin. But the only peace you'll ever find is in Jesus.
Woo!
I'm done. Hallelujah. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a more exceeding and an eternal weight of glory. Listen, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. What little bit of hardship we're giving up for God down here, I tell you, it'll be like an embarrassment once we get up there. We'll say, I hardly went through anything for the reward I'm getting.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
You ever been paid like that? I've been paid like that a few times in my life.
Yeah.
Done something small for somebody.
Yeah.
And they give you way more than it was ever worth. And you embarrass you, you think, boy, that's way more than what I did. Amen. Woo! That's way more than what I did. Paul said, for I reckon at the sufferings of this present time, great God. Amen. I'm done. You can go ahead and get excited. Amen. For I reckon at the sufferings of this present time, great God, they're not worthy to be compared. Look what's going to be over there. And look at what happened down here. Great God, it's hardly nothing when I look at that. Hallelujah. Great God, I thought I had it rough. I thought I had it hard. But great God, I finally found out he was in the yoke with me. He was pulling the load. Hey, is anybody in this house realize that he is standing by your side?
Oh, come on.
Woo! It's hardly nothing compared to that.
Woo!
Great God, I'm done. Stand with me across this house. There is an old song that says, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand.
I am tired.
I'm tired and I am weak.
I am worn.
I am worn through the storm,
through the night.
Lead me on.
Lead me on
to that light. Great God. I want to read you the rest of the story. But what I do want to read you is the story behind that song. On July 1st, 1899, notice was taken of a baby boy born of color in Villarica, Georgia. Small town some 40 miles west of Atlanta. He was one of seven brothers and sisters and was around the church most of his life. His dad was a devout Baptist preacher. Amen. His mother was an organist. Little young Thomas, amen, was grown up, learning how to play music. And make a long story short, when he got a little older, he got into jazz music and worldly music and went out into the world and made things high and made things, amen, for himself. Amen, but that ran out. Fun ran out. The good times ran out. And he ended up, like I said earlier, like the prodigal in the hog pen. He ended up busted and maimed. And, amen, life disaster. Amen. And he finally had got saved and come back to the Lord and got his life in a little bit of order and started singing gospel music and joined some gospel group. And he was living in Chicago and he had to leave Chicago and go to, I think it was St. Louis, Missouri, to sing for a revival in a church.
Yeah.
His wife was expecting very far along any day to have a child, and he was going to stay behind, but his wife insisted, no, you go and help in that revival. Amen. While he was singing on the stage one night, amen, during performing, singing, whatever you call it, amen, word came in the crowd to come up there. Amen. They tapped on Thomas's shoulder and gave him some bad news and said, we're so sorry, but your wife went into labor back in Chicago and she died during childbirth. He ran out of that revival service, amen, back years ago to the nearest phone that he could find, and he called home and sure enough confirmed the news was truth. His wife had died during childbirth, but they said the young son was doing good. So he rushed, somebody rushed him back home to Chicago, amen, to be with that child that had lost its mother. And he made it there to see the child alive. But things turned for the worse during the night. And not only did the mother die, he held that child while its last breath left its body. Amen. Then a few days later, he had to bury his wife with that child in her arms. And he buried his wife and his child in the same casket. Amen. Filled with anguish, filled with hardship and hurt and bitterness in his heart, he went over beside of a piano, amen, and he started playing the tune of a song that he had never heard before. Amen. And he wrote the words of that song. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and help me to stand. I am tired and I am weak. I am worn. Through the storm and through the night, lead me to that light. Great God in heaven. And that song became so popular that thousands, amen, hundreds of thousands have heard that song. Even it's been translated in 30 different languages. And he heard testimonies until the day of his death. He went through hardship. He went through a hard time. But he found out Jesus was in the yoke with him. And God was his help. I come to tell us there is a place of rest. Amen. In the bosom of God. I said there is a place of rest. And it's in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, there is.
Aren't you glad for that?
Oh, yes.
Woo! On Sunday night, come with a burden on my heart to tell somebody there's rest for you.
Come on.
I wish the heart house was full too, Brother Tommy. Do my best, I get over that, and then I get right back in the rut. What Tommy said this morning is very true. We pray and you seek God. God give me a message to help folks, and then they don't come. God gives you a message to help them, and it gets a preacher all out of sorts. Gets you frustrated. Gets you aggravated. Gets you confused. And I've done my best. I'm way better than I used to be, Brother Josh. I've done my best. I know this. Amen. I come with a burden on my heart to tell somebody tonight. There is rest. There's a place of rest. It's not in a pill. My mom was telling me yesterday, we were talking about pools. So everybody's opened up their pools. I've been trying to work on the girls, and then they had a little right in. My mom said they got a pill now. She said you put a pill, called a pool pill. You put a pill in a pool and it heats it up. Woo! We got a pill for every problem. Now we got pool pills. Amen. Praise God. I need a pill for every problem. You ain't gonna find peace in a pill. You ain't gonna find peace in a bottle. You ain't gonna find peace in a couch. Praise God. You ain't gonna find peace in all these worldly avenues. Jesus said, come unto me. Picture it here. Picture that nail-scarred hand hanging on that cross. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. There's a place of rest. And it's in Jesus. Let's find it all over here tonight. There is a place of rest. Woo! There's a place of rest. And it's in him. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, church. Some of you wore out. The devil's worn your mind. The devil's, amen, wallowing you in the mire. But Jesus said, there is a place of rest.
Hear the blessed Savior calling me at rest. Oh, ye heavenly God, come to me and rest. I'm no longer tarry. Do what holds.
You can see.